The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. History tells us that the English army and the German army defeated the French and Bavarian armies at the Battle of Blenheim in 1704. An old soldier who had fought in that battle took his grandchildren back to visit that site of the battle. And he was trying to explain to them why the battle was fought and why it was so important, but he was having a hard time remembering any of that. But he kept insisting that it was significant and that it was important. Finally, one of his grandchildren said, "What good ever came of it?" It seems that some of these past events in history seem so important and significant at the time, but over the generations, then, they kind of lose that significance. Who knows? Maybe even some of us here had relatives who fought in that battle. But if we did, we've lost all that. We've lost the significance of what actually happened there. Today, we have a celebration of another event of history. Today, we celebrate the Reformation. It happened 501 years ago in 1517. At the time of Martin Luther, November 1st was a very important day. It was All Saints' Day. And just like on Christmas or Easter, people would flock to the church for this special service. And so on the evening before, October 31st, Hallowed Eve, Martin Luther posted on the bulletin board of the church door of Wittenberg Castle 95 theses or statements, which he wanted to present to people, and anybody who could read would read these things. He wanted to get discussion going, or maybe debate going, about some of the policies, practices, and teachings of the church. And maybe some change could come about through that. It spread like wildfire. With the invention of the printing press, things were able to move very quickly throughout Europe, throughout the Holy Roman Empire. As a result, eventually Martin Luther and many of his followers were excommunicated and the Reformation was started. And we can ask, though, what good ever came out of it? What good ever came out of it? In our gospel lesson today, Jesus tells his followers, "Continue in my word. Continue in my word." What was going on in the church in the day of Martin Luther was that many of the officials were corrupt. And the church had adopted doctrines and policies and teachings and practices that were not in line with Scripture. As a matter of fact, many of those were adverse to Scripture. And Martin Luther thought that that needed to be corrected. It needed to be changed, that the teachings and policies and the doctrines and practices of the church ought to be following Scriptures. And that's why he wrote those 95 theses, to start the debates, to start the discussion that maybe change could come about in that. Martin Luther was continuing in the Word. When the church officials started to feel a loss of power, that people weren't listening to them anymore, and they also saw that their treasury was starting to be depleted, they charged Martin Luther with heresy, and put him on trial. At the trial, they had before him all of his pamphlets and leaflets and teachings, books that he had written. And they asked him, "Are these yours?" And Martin Luther admitted to it. Yes, he had written those things. And he was told to recant, to take all of that back, and to never write anything about that again. Martin Luther says, "Let me have a day to think about it, or let me have the evening to think about it." And so they granted that to him. And the next morning they came back to trial, and he was asked again, or told again, to recant. And Martin Luther says, "My conscience is bound to Scripture. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me. Amen." Martin Luther was standing in the Word. He was continuing in the Word. Jesus tells his followers, "Continue in my Word." Actually, the word "continue" occurs quite often in the New Testament. I think it's there over 100 times. And half of those, though, are in the Gospel of John, are the letters of John. To continue, to keep going. Continue doesn't mean to stop and start again. It doesn't mean to be sporadic, but it means continuous. It means constantly. It means always, that the word is with us, that our faith sticks with us, that it is the guiding principle, not only within the church, but also within our own lives as well. And so we ask that question. What good ever came out of this historical event of the Reformation? And that is that we continue in this word. Because the Reformation wasn't just that one time historical event. Actually, it has been occurring throughout history. When the Israelite people would wander away from the Word of God, when they would chase after false idols or forget about the Word of God, God would send his prophets to bring reformation back to the people, to pull them back together once again into that Word of God. God also sent his Son into this world as a sense of reformation or of renewal of new life, of making us righteous so that we can have new life with God by what Jesus Christ has done through the cross and the resurrection. We are made worthy of that new life. The disciples continued in that word as they went out and they told that story of Jesus Christ to bring renewal to all the people who had not heard about Christ, to bring them new life as well. And that reformation continues with us as we live our lives here within the church, but also our own personal lives then too. Martin Luther did write in his small catechism about baptism, that we are drowned through daily repentance and a new self shall arise. Each and every day we experience that reformation, that newness, that new life that is created within us. And we constantly stay in that word. Continue in the word. We read scripture in worship. We read scripture in Bible studies. But read that scripture at home. Read it every day. Continue in that word and let it ingrain into you. Let it be a part of your faith, because that is our guiding light. That is what guides our life and our ways and our behaviors and who we are if we continue in that word of Jesus Christ. Jesus tells his disciples or his followers, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth. And the truth will make you free." Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.